Good, Bad, Ugly here. Got a great story about a turtle named Moses. This is a really good look at how technology can help, in this case, in the animal world. He's in Mississippi. He was crossing the road, and a car hit the back portion of his body.
It happens.
You know, my daughter got out of the car the other day to move a turtle across the road.
That's so dangerous, but it's that. Very sweet of her and you to do it, but that's dangerous.
I told her not to do it again. I said, you just can't do that. They do say, the reporter in this case said, if you do that, make sure you're safe and make sure you take the turtle in the way he's crossing, because if you take him back the other way, he's just going to try to cross again.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
You know, yeah, exactly. In fact, the expert involved in this case said, here's the reason the turtle got hit.
There's a lot of movement from turtles looking to find their girlfriends or their boyfriends on the other side of the road. And so that's what happened to this guy.
They're all horned up.
Every species risks death.
Every species will risk death. I would.
When you're all horned up, you'll do a lot of things. You'll do a lot of dumb things.
Exactly right. You do whatever you have to do. I crossed 8 lanes of traffic Myrtle Beach when I was 17.
Yeah, trying to get that one girl.
She wasn't even there. A guy told me, we were playing miniature golf, all right, down at 17, maybe 18, you know, drinking, partying, whatever, out on the putt-putt. And he's like, there's 4 girls across the road at the Waffle House, and I've heard they will give, you know, beach. And I was like, all right, let's do it.
And like Frogger. Boop, boop, boop.
That's right. And we get in there. Nobody there.
No.
But they weren't even there.
Just one dude.
One guy.
But he was willing, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Y'all here for the beaches?
they keep sending you fools from the mini golf place. It's just me.
We will do anything. Just as this turtle would for sex, for some loving. Well, he got hit in the back of his legs, and both legs had to be amputated. But they made a 3D printed device that hooks to him, and now he can roll around and move just the way he always has.
Our third prototype was the first one that really worked. He tried to kick it off at first, but really once he got used to it and once he realized that he can move a lot better in it, he just took off.
That's Moses. He's a box turtle in Mississippi, and he has a life expectancy now of over 50 years. I mean, these things live for such a long time.
He can't be out in the wild, though, can he?
No, he has to stay on that preserve now. He cannot. He's like, he will never go back in the wild, and he'll never have the taste of female companionship.
No, yeah.
There's nothing he can do about that.
Now he can get to her quicker, but there's nothing.
There's no way he can
run over and say hi.
Yeah, that's all he can do. They can share like a milkshake or something.
Yeah.
He's tried to kill himself 3 times.
I bet he has.
They're 3D printing a knife for him. Unfortunately, he's missing both legs.
He's a double amputee. He's missing both of his back legs.
With him, he spent a good chunk of his time just kind of sitting and chilling because trying to move the extra weight with 2 legs, he wasn't up for that.
Impossible for him to do it. So the screen printing, which always, it's hard for me to wrap my mind around. A screen printed anything, or excuse me, what do you call that? It's 3D printed. I don't know.
Yeah. I've never seen it happen. I don't understand how it works, and I don't think I want to know.
It's a tough one to grasp.
Is this one of the times where also we've stepped in when we shouldn't have on nature?
Oh, I don't know.
We've described sounds like we've made this turtle's life horrible.
No.
For the next 50 years, he's going to drag around this extra weight.
I have heard about turtles that if you remove them from their home, they will spend the rest of their life trying to get back there. Well, that's why you shouldn't take it somewhere else. You should try to return it where you found it.
Well, it is on a nature preserve, and he is alive, and he is moving fine. It's the only thing he can't do is mate. He can move, he can eat, all of those things. So they have extended his life. I think it was the right thing to do myself. Ugly story. We've heard of it before, and it's happened yet again. A dog has accidentally fired a shotgun while sitting in a truck.
My God.
This is the second time we've heard of this. This dog was sitting alone in a truck, parked car. There was a shotgun inside the truck at a gas station in Nebraska. The dog stepped on the trigger of the shotgun and injured a woman who was pumping gas, shot her in the arm.
Oh, God.
With a shotgun.
Yes. Dog stepped on the gun. Shotgun pellets went through the truck. One of them struck the arm of a woman who was stopped at a nearby gas pump, pumping gas. She was taken to the hospital for treatment. Injury was non-life-threatening. It is not known if the owner of the gun will face any charges. It seems like maybe they should.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess if you're laying your shotgun down, the dog can step on it.
Best call perhaps ever to 911. There was a guy and his caretaker. Now, he was older. And his caretaker, they were driving to get prescriptions or to the doctor, and they had to stop while a train went by in Oklahoma. And a dog accidentally stepped on a gun and shot the caretaker. And the 911 call, the older guy who was in the car was not at all concerned about it.
What happened?
Well, a gun went off.
She shot herself?
No, she didn't do it herself.
Who shot her?
Well, it just went off. We had a dog in here and he stepped on the gun.
The dog shot her?
Yeah. She's bleeding pretty bad.
I don't feel good.
Come on. You're tougher than that.
Get on up.
You just got shot.
I don't feel good.
I don't think the dog did that.
I don't either. I think he shot her.
I don't feel good.
Oh, come on. Yeah. A bullet went in and out.
You're all right. It's a through and through. Oh, get off of it. I loved his reaction.
The best.
Come on.